Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Badlands Media Podcast. This is John Harold, also known as Patel Patriot. I am the founder of Badlands Media, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to listening to us here on your favorite podcasting platform. Just a reminder that all of these shows air live on our Rumble channel, so be sure to tune in over there. Just go to Rumble, search for Badlands Media, and you can interact with our community and the hosts in the chat. So be sure to come join us on the Badlands Media channel on Rumble, rumble.com/Badlands Media.
We are the news now. It's a saying that has come to define a growing movement within the Truth in America First communities. And at Badlands Media, we've been doing our best to make it a reality. Due in large part to your support, Badlands has quickly grown into one of the most watched independent networks online, with dozens of citizen journalists, podcasters, and personalities across our shows. This spring, we want to take Badlands to the next level, and we invite you along for the ride as we kick off the Great American Restoration Tour. Experience everything you love about Badlands in the form of a live, ticketed event with in-person speakers, meet and greets, a VIP dinner with Badlands personalities and show hosts, and more. For those who can't join us in person, we'll be streaming the entire event as part of a special pay-per-view broadcast. So join us in Chandler, Arizona, April 20th through the 23rd. Go to badlandsmedia.net to reserve your tickets. The Badlands Media Great American Restoration Tour, powered by Furman.
Thanks for supporting Badlands America First partners. You can find a list of some of those sponsors in the description for this podcast, along with links to their websites and discount codes. We appreciate you supporting those businesses that support Badlands Media.
Welcome to Vigilant News Interviews, everybody. We've got a special guest for you today, Clay Clark, who hosts the Reawaken America Tour events all across the country, waking up patriots everywhere. And he's got a special guest with him here today, Devin. How you guys doing today?
Good.
We are doing well. And again, for everybody out there that doesn't know who Devin is, she works in the office here helping the vendors for the Reawaken America Tour get the right reservations. She helps ticket buyers get where they need to go for the Reawaken America Tour. So if you do go to timetofreeamerica.com, there is a chance you might talk personally to our Born Closer to Yesterday correspondent, Devin.
A special keen insight of intelligence for the great world.
An ambassador for young people everywhere.
There you go.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what's going on? You've been kicking butt with these tours, making a lot of progress.
Well, you know, I'm trying to do is wake people up to what is happening. And unfortunately, that which I've been talking about, trying to stop, has not been stopped. And the Great Reset is now happening. And we're seeing the financial collapse here. So I have a little clip I want to play. I don't know this is a motivational clip, but it is a clip nonetheless here. This is a Tucker Carlson speaking out loud, describing, and then you're going to hear the voice of General Flynn. I'll kind of narrate who you're hearing here. So here we go.
So think about this for a second. You've got a deposit at a regional bank that's holding tons, way more than you know, of long-term treasuries that are worth a lot less than they were when the bank bought them. That means that bank is at risk. That means your money.
Okay, so Devin, I'm not attacking you. This is not a passive-aggressive thing. This is not an intelligence test. You did go to college.
Yes.
You did well at college. You've done well here. Are a lot of people your age saying, you know, wow, the banks are going to collapse. Look out.
No.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Are you seeing a lot of people on? Like, first off, what apps are they on right now? What apps are they using?
Well, I haven't seen really anyone my age talk about it. I talked to my parents about it, and my sister kind of knew about it. She's a little older than me, but I don't think people know, especially my age. I don't think they know, and then I don't think they think it will happen to them.
And most people 22 and younger, what app are they using to communicate? Are they on Twitter? Are they on Instagram? Where
it'll
are they?
It'll be TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat.
TikTok,
mm-hmm.
Instagram, good. Good. And Snapchat. So you just said?
Yep.
Okay. And so they, being people 22 and under, are not on Facebook.
No.
They're not on Twitter. Are they on YouTube?
YouTube and Twitter are alternates, I'd say. It just kind of depends.
And they're not talking about the Great Reset.
No.
Okay, let me play it again here. Let me play it louder. Maybe we can wake up your friends. Okay, yeah. Here we go.
So think about this for a second. You've got a deposit at a regional bank that's holding tons, way more than you know, of long-term treasuries that are worth a lot less than they were when the bank bought them. That means that bank is at risk. That means your money's at risk. So we have to ask the obvious question, how close are we to some sort of disaster?
Only a catastrophe can shake humankind and open the path to a real system of global governance.
Okay, this maniac speaking here is Yuval Noah Harari. This is Yuval Noah Harari, top advisor praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. He's the one currently leading the protests in Israel. He sold 40 million copies of his book. He is praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates. They refer to him as the prophet. This is what he just said.
Only a catastrophe can shake humankind and open the path to a real system of global governance.
You know, again, you were born closer to yesterday, Devin. Are a lot of people your age going, yeah, Yuval, woo!
No.
Transhumanism, woo! Love this guy.
No. No one even, I guarantee you no one my age knows even who he is.
Come on, they're not rocking the Sapiens. They're not reading the book Homo Deus.
No, they're not. But they're that's not a terrible thing.
They're not wanting to stand against Netanyahu, woo!
No,
they're not wanting to know. No. Okay, nope. Okay. Let's continue.
I want people to go read Executive Order 14067.
That's General Flynn speaking.
Executive Order 14067, signed by Uncle Joe, the 8th of March of 2022, and it went into effect 13 December.
Devin, are like two out of three of your friends going Executive Order 14067? That's gonna be a problem.
Right. No.
What are they talking about?
Oh man, I barely talk to them.
But what is they? What are they? Help us here. I'll repeat what they're talking about. I'll repeat it on the megaphone so we can get the message out to a broader audience.
Well,
go for it.
One of my friends, she likes to travel, so she talks about the places she's gone.
Attention, travelers! Executive Order 14067 will soon limit your ability to travel.
Next, what do you got next?
Probably talking about one of my friends talking about her teaching job.
Oh snap! On WhatsApp, holy crap! Executive Order 14067 is on the way.
Okay, what else you got?
My sister's getting married, so she's been talking about that a lot.
Hey, old women on not.com, weddingwire.com. Take a moment and understand that wedding might get canceled by Executive Order 14067.
Okay, is there any other? Should I reach them via megaphone? Is that the primary method that your generation prefers?
I think you need to get through to a lot of people.
This is great, very effective. We're communicating well here. Okay.
Okay, let's continue. This is so important. Here we go.
2022. There are already corporations and elements of our U.S. government that are already beta testing what's called central bank digital currency. Central bank digital currency. That's what that executive order is all about.
It's important that people understand they can be bailed in.
This is homeboys at the Fed, the FDIC, talking about how they can be bailed in. Do you know what a bail-in is?
A bail-in?
Bail-in.
Well, don't you get bailed out of jail? But is it the opposite way?
Okay, so this is called a bail-in. So the Dodd-Frank Act made it possible during the Great Recession so banks can now reach into your bank account in the event that they're insolvent to take your money out of the bank account.
Oh. Okay.
Is that what all you whippersnappers are talking about on all the young,
we need
all
to start talking about it.
The Ryan, Justin, I'd love to get your thoughts on this. I mean, the Vigilant News crew. Do most people know about the bail-ins?
Not many people know about the bail-ins. I got to say, it's a little disturbing.
I've never heard of it.
We're gonna need more. We're gonna need more megaphone on the track.
All right, folks, this is how it works here. The FDIC. Little feedback. It'll do that. Okay. Hey, folks, no, only experienced swimmers on the deep end, folks. Only experienced swimmers. Put on the sunscreen. No yelling on the bus. Okay, so the FDIC insures $9 trillion of bank deposits with only $125 billion worth of assets. No yelling on the bus. Okay. The FDIC insures $9 trillion of bank deposits with only $125 billion worth of assets.
Now, Silicon Valley Bank, Devin, are all the young whippersnappers running around on Snapchat going, oh, snap, look at Silicon Valley Bank. Are they talking about that?
No.
Okay. Thanks for the discouraging word. Okay. So that is actually has more assets than the entirety of the FDIC's ability to insure the assets. When you go to the bank says this money's insured up to $250,000 FDIC. And you see a little placard there. People go, oh, great, I put my money in the bank. It's awesome. Can I get a free sucker? Okay, you can get a free sucker. Okay. So now that institution, they couldn't quite save. They just didn't have they don't have enough assets to take care of all of the assets they were insuring for Silicon Valley Bank, let alone Signature Bank, which collapsed on Sunday, let alone First Republic Bank that collapsed. And now you're seeing many other banks on the verge of collapsing as well. So Team Vigilant News, summary is it's kind of like we're screwed, but at least we know we're screwed. Because it's going to happen soon. And it's kind of a summary of the banking crisis is my summary right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. I mean, well, here's a question for you. What is the relationship between the bank and trust? Because a lot of people don't know this.
Well, I think that the idea of the bank is we're supposed to believe it's a trusted organization where you can make deposits and feel good about our money being safe. But the moment that goes away and is no longer perceived as a place to keep your money safe, we begin to drift into a bad dystopian place. And that's sort of where we're headed. Another way to look at it is imagine you had a baby kitten, just a beautiful baby kitten from a litter. Someone from the office says, hey, do you want to adopt this baby kitten? You go, yeah, sure. And you're driving home with the baby kitten. You're excited. And you go, I feel like I put the kitten in the car. Oh, no. And you go back to the office and you discover you ran over the kitten. But the kitten's not quite dead. And you're going, should I put it out of its misery? Or should I? And you don't have a shovel. And you just have your shoe. And it's like, so should I? No, this is a real situation.
Is it at least a nice hard-toled shoe, or what kind of shoe are we talking about?
Pretty accurate.
It's just like you're wearing Crocs. Yeah. Oh, and you're
no socks.
Yeah, no socks. So the situation is if they save the dollar and stop printing money, then the banks fall apart, and if they save the banks, then the dollar falls apart. So if you drive away and you go, that cat's probably just going to have to sit there and scream and die alone in pain. I think I'll just get a burrito. I guess you could do that and just sort of waffle brain it and move on to something else and not think about it and go get a burrito.
But what if you always wanted a artificial digital cat and this other cat was in the way of that?
That's true.
So you had to just run it over.
That's right. I mean,
there we go. That is how that analogy was designed to work. We executed it flawlessly. Let's continue. Here we go.
You don't want a huge run on the institution, but they're going to be.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
Okay, make surveillance go under the skin. What apps are the whippersnaps using right now?
There's Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter, and YouTube.
Instagram what?
Snapchat.
TikTok.
Twitter. And YouTube.
Okay. And what are little abbreviations that are the most common right now amongst the people that were born close to yesterday, like right now? Is it LMAO?
Yeah, LOL is the usual one.
Oh, snap! You get all of that? You get all of that? Oh, snap.
No.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of LMAO? You get all of that? No. Yeah. What else do you get?
Geez. You're making me feel old asking me
this. You're ancient. Okay. Okay. So, but this is important, though, because people are not. So what kind of stuff do people under the age of 22 think about all day? What is it?
Just the stuff that's trending on TikTok. There's just all the trends going on.
So they're reacting to that commentary.
Right. And focusing on, stuff that doesn't matter. Like music.
Like Machine Gun Kelly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like the Kardashians. Yeah, happened there?
Right.
Like
celebrities.
Celebrities. What NBA player got signed or traded?
Yes.
NFL.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Harry Styles, how's he doing? What's going on? That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Did you just miss Harry Styles?
Actually,
unbelievable.
What'd you say there?
Did you just misgender Harry Styles?
Listen here, I'm offended that you're offended, but I don't even know why you're offended. But Justin Bieber,
there actually is drama going on with Justin Bieber.
What's so going on? Is his eye still twitching?
No,
that's just Something doing nothing.
What's the drama? What's the deal?
From what I've seen, it's just his current wife and then his ex-girlfriend. There's like just drama going on.
So Selena,
yes,
is upset with the Baldwin.
I guess so.
How are they upset with each other? What's the deal?
It's just bullying, I guess, social media. Haley's friends on social media, they're bullying. I don't know. Apparently there's some bullying going on.
See, now we're here, and it's like the dam is broken. Now we're getting all the news we wanted to know from our Born Close to Yesterday correspondent. Let's get, yeah.
It's weird that that's what's important rather than whatever paralyzed Justin Bieber's face.
This is true, actually. Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is where, and again, when I was in college and in high school, both things, I remember, you know, my teachers, I was always hanging out with my teachers, and they're like, why don't you hang out with other people your age? I'm like, I don't want to talk about what they want to talk about. I don't get it. You know, college is the same thing as an adult. I don't get it, you know. But I just wanted to get the kind of a touch base from somebody who's, you know, actually not in this every day in the way that like you two are. I am, although she does connect with people to help them get tickets to the tour, and through osmosis she sort of just takes it all in. But listen to this, here we go. Ooh.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like?
This guy speaking is Professor Richard Warner, the top expert on central bank digital currencies on the planet. Listen to what he says.
Talk about that, right. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like.
Okay,
and it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
SVB and FTX, for that matter, are just two of several major players in the financial industry that have gone under in recent months. Are you noticing any of this?
The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically.
Organize your finances.
Okay, so that is what's happening right now. I mean, seriously, this is the real stuff. That's what's happening. And Devin, I know you were born closer to yesterday than anybody on today's show. What percentage of people your age are going, CBDCs, this is a problem, need to stop it?
I would say like 1%, maybe less.
Now, here's what's even more discouraging. I know people that go to Christian colleges, and none of them know what's going on.
Yeah.
Right. None of the people that I know who go to Christian colleges, and again, these are just people that I've talked to who are under the age of 23, who go to Christian colleges, and I have found yet a one of them, not one, who knows anything about what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I got a question here. Now, let me get into the driver's seat for a second. So, yeah. So Devin, if I told you that I was going to lend you my car, and when you brought the car back, it had like two flat tires, you got into a massive car accident, you know, the thing needed serious work, would you say that you were a good trustee of my car? Like you properly gave it back to me, or you didn't do something right?
I didn't do something right.
Okay, so a pretty easy example to understand. Now let's think about the banking system. With the banking system, I give the bank my money. It's supposed to keep the money safe. Like, these guys are the pros. They've been doing banking for a really long time, hundreds of years. They do it all over the world. They have the system down, and yet I give them my money, and they can't manage to keep it safe. I go to get it one day, and it's not there. It's like, what the heck were they doing with it? Does that seem like a good person to trust with your money?
Well, maybe they'll get it right with the central bank digital.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it hasn't worked in the past. That's it. I think you're right, Ryan. What do you think, Clay?
I just think that we're at a time and place in American history where most people are asleep to most things most of the time. They have just no idea. No idea about what's I don't want to discourage anybody. I just want to give people facts. I think the vast majority of people do not know what is going on. I talked to a guy the other day who's a Christian business owner, whatever that means, okay? And he pulls me aside. He's like, hey, bro, this happened to me. He pulls me aside. I mean, again, out of context, or what's the context of the thing? I'm at a business conference. I try never to leave my building, okay, because I like it here. I go to a business conference, and I'm there, and this guy says, man, a lot of stuff you've been talking about is pretty negative, you know? And I'm going, it's factual, it's happening. And he says, well, you know, as a Christian business owner, I try to put out more optimistic stuff when I put out stuff. So I'm just telling you what you're putting out right now. You're reaping what you're sowing right now because you're sowing seeds of negativity and you're going to reap it. Oh, I don't even believe in that. You know, I don't believe in that boomerang philosophy of whatever that jackassery is. All I know is a guy who has significantly less net worth than myself, who knows significantly less about anything, is upset that I'm putting out negativity into the atmosphere. I'm not kidding. This is a lecture that I received from a Christian business owner, unsolicited. I didn't say, hey, could you come by my seat there and give me feedback? He said, Clay Clark, how are you, man? Good to see you. I've heard your show. People sent it to me. You know, brother, you got to be careful what you're putting out there because what you sow, you're going to reap. And I'm going, what? Jackassery. So I just encourage everybody today. I've got 5 calls to action for everybody here today before you guys have to hang up on me. Do you guys have a gold and silver sponsor of their Vigilant News?
Kirk Elliott. I don't know if you're familiar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So I like Kirk. Kirk's a good guy. Everybody out there, I would recommend you schedule 2 consultations today with a gold and silver person. You guys work with Kirk Elliott, so do that. If you're listening right now, I encourage you, book a consultation. You got to get out of the fiat currency before the banks collapse. What? This just in. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're all hoarding the earth's gold. Who is? Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, Iran. What? Oh, don't worry about it. Iran and Saudi Arabia just signed an agreement working together. What? Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. China just flew out to Saudi Arabia to get to know each other. Don't worry about it. The new reserve currency is being rolled out, and it's all being backed by gold. So I would recommend they schedule a consultation with your gold and silver sponsor. Do it today. I always recommend you book 2 consultations. That way you don't end up in a bad spot. And for all the young whippersnappers out there that aren't married, I recommend you on multiple dates until you find a non-moron in your life. So the next thing, go to timetofreeamerica.com and request tickets for the Reawaken America Tour. It's so important that you come out to these events. You can wake up your family and friends. Trump Doral, which is in Miami. It's the Miami golf course of President Trump. Ooh. It's going to be awesome. It's in May. You can get tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. It's a 2-day event, 70-plus speakers. You can name your price to every event we've ever done. We're going to Las Vegas in August. We're going to Las Vegas, Nevada in August. But for the Miami event, just to be clear, the lowest price you can pay for that particular event is $175. And that's because basically Trump's entire inner circle is now on the Reawaken America Tour. So the security costs go up, but the seating capacity did not. Whereas in Vegas, we can fit more people there. You can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Also, if you're looking for a blasty blast, you can watch a documentary about the Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening tonight at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And this just in, nobody under the age of 22 knows what's going on, and nobody attending Christian colleges knows what's going on, but they will continue singing praise and worship songs while acting as though the Great Reset is not happening, and hopefully once they sober up after singing praise and worship songs, they'll wake up to the fact that we are entering into the Great Reset. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Clay.
Always a pleasure.
We need more
pleasure.
Jumping, more praise and worship involving jumping. That's what's going to stop it. Okay.
I think, yeah, you're absolutely right.
The megaphone will stop it. Take care, guys.